Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet joining us right now for a market update. Afternoon, mate. How are you?
I'm very good, boys. I tell you what, bad weekend to be a couch. There is sport absolutely everywhere you look. I might kick off actually with the Bathurst 1000. I know they're going around in qualifying at the moment, but our traders and punters, they're only interested in two cars in this race. Shane Van Gisbergen and Garth Tander, they are the $3.75 favourites. Mm-hmm. The other one is Jamie Wincup and Craig Lowndes at $4.50. You can bet on the winning make of car as well, Holden $1.53 ahead of Ford $2.37. It is worth noting for the casual observers that Van Gisbergen and Tander and Wincup and Lowndes, they all drive Holden cars. So with that in mind, I can't go past Holden there at $1.53.
Hammy, can I ask a question? Obviously, well, part of the great sports bet selection is the in-play. You know, you can bet live. It's a bit different than 80 minutes in a rugby league game. Who drew the short straw to have to control the bet live app for the part of the Bathurst 1000?
Yeah, someone. It's very probably one of the new blokes.
Yeah, send them in.
A couple of new blokes coming in to peel in over Christmas, so they'll be on the coal face. And good luck to them if they're listening.
Yeah, Will Brown actually has got, just moments ago, has got provisional poll in the qualifying session run today. Obviously, there's a bit to go before they actually jump on Sunday for the race itself. But, yeah, it was all very close, just around the 204 mark as well. So, the cars, there's not much between them. So it's just the little split hairs in between teams and who gets it right with tyres and the like. They end up having success at the end of the weekend. Fuel is a big thing too. A lot of teams have run out of fuel. Which have you ever run out of fuel? Like just in general, Finchie? Like in your car?
Yeah, no, I've never run out of fuel the other way. I've always maintained a high level of energy.
I'm not surprised.
I was with Dane Nielsen once, the former Melbourne Storm player, and we thought the car broke down, and it sat there at the front of my house for ages, and I was just like, mate, come and get the car. And I said, I'll get a mechanic to come and have a look at it. And he came and was like, no petrol. I said, well done, Danger. All you had to do was fill it up.
Hammy, I'm guessing if anyone did that at the sports bet towers that they'd know about it for, I don't know, the rest of time?
Yeah, they do like to freeze those moments in time. You don't get away with too much at sports bet if you make a mistake. But as long as everyone's gambling responsibly, that's all we can ask for down there. No. Hey, we've got another big sporting event kicking off on Sunday as well, boys, the Big Bash, the Sixers take on the Stars, of course. Now, I actually think this might be a preview of the grand final this year. The defending champs, the Sixers, they've won their last five against the Stars, $1.80 favourites for the season opener. The Melbourne Stars are $2.01. Stack of World Cup winners in their squad, of course, though. Can they keep that winning feeling going? Friend of the show, Lloyd Pope. He is $6 to be the top Sixers wicket taker. But the match, the market that I like here is the top match batter. Now, the last two games between these sides, the big show has shown up. Glenn Maxwell has been the top scorer, 71 and 67 on each of those occasions. So if you like him for the top match run scorer, $6.50 you'll get. $7 is for player of the match. Now, I also love a futures market in the Big Bash because, Finchie, it just keeps you interested right the way through the tournament. The one that I like here, Adam Zampa to be the top Stars wicket taker for the season. You're getting $3, uninterrupted campaign this year, no international duties. He bowled the house down in the World Cup. Surely Adam Zampa is the top Stars wicket taker. As I say, $3 might be a good one for the multis.
So you're backing a spinner over the quicks to take the most wickets, Hammy, for the tournament?
Absolutely. I think the great Lloyd Pope, he said that the top seven T20 bowlers at the moment, they are all leg spinners. Mm. Hopefully we'll see a little bit of smoke billowing out of the SCG for Lloyd Pope through the summer as well, taking a few polls too. But I think Adam Zampa, very, very strong candidate.
Oh, when you said a little bit of smoke coming out of the SCG, I thought it was going to be me behind the member stand having a dart, but not so. Not so much.
No, it's our man. It's our man. It's all about him. NBL starts tonight, does it not? Yes. Starts
it does.
This weekend. So
does,
winner and the couple of games that you've picked out as well, mate.
Absolutely. So outright betting, the Sydney Kings, $3.75 favourites to lift the trophy. Last year's grand finalist, Perth Wildcats, they've been best backed at Sportsbet at $4.20. Illawarra and South East Melbourne Phoenix, they are both $4.50. Last year's champs, Melbourne United, they're $5.50. Great value there. They did lose Jock Landale to the NBA, but they've gained Matthew Dellavedova. So they're going to be thereabouts.
Why the
sure.
drop there? We've got a new... Hammy?
Dellavedova coming on board. Yeah, Jock Landale left, and he was a big, big part of that team last year, Finchie. But as we said, Delhi's going to be massive, so might be a bit of value there for them. We've got a new team as well, boys. I'm getting a bit emotional here in my home state. The Tasmanian Jack Jumpers are going to be into the comp. They are a whopping $81 to win the title in their first season. Probably won't happen, but they are part of the opening game of the season this evening.
Will they get any of your hard-earned there, Hemi, for the emotional home team, home state?
I'm just like an opening batsman building an innings, Finchie. I'm just going to have a look at it too early. I don't know if I'll be betting on them tonight, but they're $2.28 outsiders against the Bullets, $1.60. For the Bullets, Nathan Sobey, an Olympic star, of course, had a great Tokyo campaign. His points line tonight, Nathan Sobey, is 20.5, $1.90 to beat that. So it might be one for the same game, multis, Nathan Sobey tonight. The other game that's caught my attention, Sydney Kings versus Melbourne United. The Kings, $1.46 favourites. United, $2.58. Now, there'll be no Chris Goulding this week for United, so it's tough to see them beating the Kings. The punters like the Kings at the line here, which is -4.5 points. That'll get you $1.90, and it's been very, very well back. But, gents, have a great weekend, and most importantly, gamble responsibly.